92.5.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm pretty good, sir. So, Liam, listen, you've already got quite the fan base around the world with the Directioners. They're crazy. But for the non-Directioners, the people who have no idea who One Direction is, you want to give us a background on, like, how you guys got together as a band?
Yes, hello. I'm Liam, and our band kind of came around from the show called X Factor, which has just hit the US, really. We were put together as a band at the boot camp stage. We got through to the final. We got third place on the show, released a song called What Makes You Beautiful, and a lot of people around the world seem to like it. So it's been an absolutely amazing last year for us, and now this year started, and we've been nominated for a Brit Award as well, so it's been fantastic.
Now, March 20th, that's when the debut album Up All Night hits stores and iTunes here in Canada. Canadian Directioners, on the other hand, they've already got the album. They're crafty little suckers. Me, not so much. I'm stuck listening on YouTube. There are a few fans who would like for that date to change, though. They want you right now.
Hi, Liam. My name's Gabby, and I was wondering if you could ask your company if they could bump up the release date for the album.
Yeah, I'll try my best. The fans have been absolutely amazing. I mean, I've seen people with actual copies of the CD who've come over to the UK and bought it and stuff, and they're amazing on Twitter and whatever else. So it's been fantastic. But I'll try and put a good word in with the label, see if they'll make the release date a bit quicker.
Now, you're 18 years old. You're the middle child of the band.
Yeah.
Well, that leads to our next listener question.
Hi, I'm a director, and I'd like to ask Liam a question. Who's the oldest? Who's the youngest?
The oldest member is actually Louis. I often actually get called the oldest member, so that's quite a compliment, I think.
That's because you look mature.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think Louis is a bit too crazy to be the oldest. He's a bit mischievous, whereas Harry is the youngest and is the cheekiest and the flirtiest. But people often think that Niall's the youngest. I mean, but he does look quite young, actually, Niall.
Now, One Direction, the band, is like the perfect storm to sweep every girl off their feet. You know, you're young, you got the good looks, you got the voices. You're like the tween trifecta.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, I consider myself a bit of a Directioner, too. And you're going to have to excuse me if I'm having a bit of a fangirl moment. I've heard most of the album, and What Makes You Beautiful, you know it's a smash. Your next single, One Thing, it's going to be massive, too.
Hopefully, yeah.
Now, it's all about falling for somebody, and the one thing about that person that you fall head over heels for. Me, I'm a sucker for brown eyes. Gets me every time.
Well, I've got brown eyes.
But seriously, though, the girls, they want to know.
Hi, Liam. It's I'm wondering what's the one thing that gets you every time, and I love you so much.
See, I'm the same, but I think mine's blue eyes. I don't know. I just like a girl who has really, really nice eyes.
Okay.
And somebody who's a little bit cute, I suppose, and a little bit shy. I don't really like girls who are too loud and a little bit out there, so that's kind of my type.
Now, that kind of leads into the most popular question that we had posted at kiss925.com. Past 5 days, Directioners, they posted over 4,500 questions, and this one is what everybody wanted to know.
Hi, it's Milan. I need to know if any of you guys have girlfriends.
Me and Louis, the only two band members with girlfriends at the moment, so there are still three band members up for grabs, so hopefully we'll come out to America.
Up for grabs.
Yeah, they might find some girls out there. Who knows?
How about some Teen Beat questions now? Do you know what Teen Beat is?
Is it a magazine?
That's the one.
Hi, Liam.
Hello.
It's Christina. I was wondering if you remember signing your first autograph.
Actually, when we were at school and, you know, you kind of practice your autograph a little bit, you and your friends kind of like, had a few friends who wanted to be footballers and stuff and that. So I remember we kind of signed the back of our own, the back of each of those panels. They've all still got mine in their books. They were saying it the other day, actually. It's never changed, so since I was about 13.
Yeah, I think that's pretty normal. Everybody at some point in their life, they imagine that they're famous and they try practicing their autograph. Ladies, your question?
Hi, Leah. My name's Sarah. We know you have a fear of spoons, but you're okay with forks?
You have a fear of spoons?
So does that mean you're okay with forks?
Sporks.
I'm not really sure where I stand on the spork argument, to be honest with you. I think spoons are definitely out of the question. I think I'm just going to stick to forks, to be honest.
All right, Crystal.
Hi, Liam. My name's Crystal, and I want to know who's the funniest out of you guys.
Louis, definitely the funniest of the bunch. He's just so random, and I don't really know what goes on in his head.
All right, which one of you guys is the biggest ladies' man?
Harry. Or Zayn, maybe, actually. I'm not sure. One of the two.
Most outgoing?
Most outgoing would be Niall.
Biggest mama's boy?
Louis. Louis, definitely. Like I just said, his mom actually has a nickname for him. She calls him Boo Bear.
Boo Bear. Now, this next question could possibly be the most important question of your life.
Hi, Liam. It's one of your favorite fans, Ganna, and I was just wondering, if you were to choose Harry Potter or Twilight, which one would you pick?
That's a really tough question. Because I'm one of those boys who actually likes Twilight, because a lot of boys don't seem to like it that much, so I think it's really cool.
So I'm probably going to go with Twilight, actually.
Well, look at this. Now we have to fight, because I am a huge Potterhead.
Harry Potter's finished now, and Twilight's still going, so we've just got to keep watching Twilight.
No, I disagree. I'm never giving up my Potter. Moving on.
Hi, Liam. Scarlett, I love you so much. And I was wondering, how do I get your attention on Twitter? Because I tweet you, like, every day, and I can't get your attention, and it's really hard, and yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm really random with mine, because obviously you get a lot through, and my phone screen's about 4 inches long, so you can't really see that many on the screen.
Yeah.
So I kind of just flip through, and then when I get it to roll, and then I stop it on a random tweet, and then I'm that tweet. I'm really random with mine. There's not really anything you need to do to catch fire. It's just really, really fortunate if I can see you on there, I suppose.
February 26th, you and the boys are going to be in town to open for Big Time Rush. Someone suggested that I bring you guys some traditional Canadian fare before the show at the Air Canada Centre. That's the arena that you guys are going to be performing at. I need to know, do you like, I think you guys call them chips.
Yes, we love fries. I actually went, had the mistake of ordering a burger and chips before in America, and I got crisps, yeah. Which is what we call them.
Do you like gravy?
Yeah, we love gravy.
Do you like cheese?
Yes, we love cheese.
Okay, that's all I need to know. February 26th, we're going to set some up. I'm going to have my people call your people. It's going to be a thing. I'm going to bring you some Canadian food. You'll like it.
Sounds good, man.
All right, my man.
Sounds
it's
good.
Been a
I'm
pleasure.
Already hungry.
Great talking to you, and make sure you got an empty stomach, all right?
For sure, man. We'll see you very, very soon. Can't wait to come out there.
Kiss 92.5.